From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Wednesday, April 26, 2017. I'm Philip Grant. Amanda Purcell is reporting in the Register Star on the grand opening of the Doodletown Wildlife Management Area in Columbia County on Tuesday, April 25th, as part of the State Department of Environmental Conservation's Earth Week celebration. The DEC this year purchased the nearly 700 acres located in the town of Ancrum, Taconic, and Gallatin from a private seller with $2.8 million in federal funds. The land is the third and largest wildlife management area in the county, DEC Regional Director Keith Goetz said. As a wildlife management area, the public will have permanent access and the land will be largely used for conservation of fish and wildlife resources. Doodletown's shrub habitat can be expanded to support the New England cottontail rabbit. The area is already home to migratory songbirds, ruffed grouse, wild turkey, white-tailed deer, scarlet tanager, Louisiana water thrush, and wood thrush. The Doodletown Wildlife Management Area can be accessed via New Forge, Allen, East Klein, and Doodletown Roads, as well as County Road 27. You can read that full story in the Register Star. Amelia Teasdale is reporting in the Columbia paper that the Ichabod Crane Board of Education last week finalized and adopted its $39 million 2017-18 school budget at a special meeting. The spending plan requires a 1.47% tax levy increase. Along with the budget, district voters will be asked to approve a $478,000 bus purchase and fill four seats on the board when they go to the polls on Tuesday, May the 16th. The candidates are Susan Ramos, Tammy Crawford, Craig Luckfield, Daniel Cohn, Brenda Colino, and Francis McCarran. The district learned earlier this month it will receive approximately $210,000 more in state aid than originally proposed. The additional funds will be used to hire a new high school computer teacher, new kindergarten teacher, and will allow the school to increase time for a part-time art teacher and boost the salaries of summer maintenance workers. School board candidates have been invited to participate in a forum to be held at 6 p.m. on May the 2nd, immediately preceding the budget hearing. You can read that full story in the Columbia paper. Rosa Atchison is reporting in the Register Star that more than 100 of Columbia County's elected officials, business owners, and residents gathered at Cozell's Restaurant in Ghent on Tuesday, April 25th, for a celebratory breakfast to honor the accomplishments of the Columbia Economic Development Corporation in 2016. Among the changes acknowledged on Tuesday, the appointment of F. Michael Tucker as CEDC President and CEO in April 2016. Under Tucker's leadership, the development agency has made progress in community infrastructure initiatives, business retention and expansion, and has increased the county loan fund to almost $900,000, officials said. Keynote speaker for the event was Hugh Johnson, chairman of Hugh Johnson Advisors. Johnson shared his projections for the national economy in the coming years, saying he foresees, and I quote, a positive continuation of the stock market, end quote. Also Tuesday, New York Association of Convenience Stores Presidents James Calvin and Hudson School District Superintendent Maria Stuttermeyer were elected to the CEDC Board of Directors. You can read that full story in the Register Star. On April 27th, the New York State Department of Environmental Conservation Hudson River Estuary Program, Hudson River National Estuarine Research Reserve, New York State Department of State Office of Planning and Development, Scenic Hudson, New England Interstate Water Pollution Control Commission, and Cornell University are putting on a climate change conference at the Henry A. Wallace Center at the FDR Presidential Library and Museum in Hyde Park in Dutchess County. The conference will look at rising water levels in the Hudson River and the impact of stronger storms here. About 150 decision makers and influencers from cities, towns, and villages dependent on the Hudson River will attend Hudson River on the Rise Waterfront Planning for Communities and Nature. Casey Steeler reports in Capital Confidential that Governor Andrew Cuomo hired Republican Maria Camella as the governor's new chief of staff. Since 2010, Camella has been deputy chief of staff for communications and strategic planning for New Jersey Governor Chris Christie. Carmela also worked on President George W. Bush's campaign in 2004 and with Rudy Giuliani and John McCain in 2008. Carmela did support Hillary Clinton for president last year. She replaces Melissa DeRosa, who has been promoted to Cuomo's secretary. Cuomo has a few Republicans on his staff, including Budget Director Robert Magesia and Deputy Chief of Staff Kelly Cummings. You can read that full story at Capital Confidential. William J. Kimball reports in the Daily Freeman that Saugerties Police Chief Joseph Senegara, who is also the Mid-Hudson Police Chiefs Association president, says a New Plattstown law that hinders the access of federal immigration authorities violates constitutional law. Senegara said, and I quote, "We as police officers take an oath to uphold the laws, the Constitution of the State of New York and the Constitution of the United States of America. Immigration and Customs Enforcement comes in and says, you have someone in custody and we want to talk to them for the sole purpose of determining their status in this country for possible deportation. For you to deny them access to that person is wrong," end quote. Last week, the New Plattstown Board adopted a local law prohibiting New Platts police from cooperating with federal officials unless required through judicial warrants and detainers. The law also says police are not allowed to, and I quote, "stop, question, interrogate, investigate, or arrest an individual based solely on actual or suspected immigration or citizenship status," end quote. New Platts Supervisor Neil Bettitz had a different view of constitutional law, saying, and I quote, "we will be the town that honors the 4th and 10th Amendments to the Constitution," end quote. You can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a chance of showers today before 8 a.m., then areas of drizzle with a chance of showers between 8 a.m. and 2 p.m., then a slight chance of showers after 2 p.m. It will be cloudy with a temperature high 59 degrees. For Wednesday night, a slight chance of showers before 8 p.m., then patchy drizzle with a slight chance of showers between 8 p.m. and 9 p.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a low around 51. The forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Thursday, partly sunny with a high near 70 degrees. Thursday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms after 2 a.m., mostly cloudy with a low around 57. And on Friday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms mainly before 2 p.m. It will be partly sunny with a high near 77 degrees. Friday night, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy with a low around 55. Sunrise today was at 5:56 a.m., and the sun will set at 7:50 p.m. That will give us 13 hours and 53 minutes of daylight, 2 minutes more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Wednesday, the 26th day of April 2017. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.